relationship to other believers. You recall those who took notes that I mentioned in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that we saw the fourth therefore that Paul uses in this letter to the church at Rome. At Romans chapter 3, verse 20, he used the first therefore, which was the therefore of condemnation, declaring that the whole world is guilty before God. Amen. Move on to Romans chapter 5, verse 1. We see the therefore of justification. The second therefore, declaring that we are justified through faith in Jesus Christ. Keep on reading and we get to Romans chapter 8. Praise God, after Paul had just talked about his struggle in chapter 7. We see the third therefore, that's a therefore of assurance, declaring that those who are in Christ Jesus and who walk according to the Spirit of God are assured of heaven. Then we come to chapter 12 where we find the fourth therefore. And I mentioned that that was the therefore of dedication. And it's this dedication that is the basis for the relationships that Paul discusses in this chapter. And as I mentioned, we've already talked about our relationship to God. Praise God, I told you that the things that we are to dedicate to God, those things that we are to give God, said we ought to give God our body. Praise God, we ought to give God our mind. And we ought to give God our will. But today I want to talk about our relationship to other believers. Perhaps you are sitting next to a believer, say, believer, the pastor is going to talk about my relationship to you as a believer. See, we have to understand that when Paul was writing this letter, he was writing this letter to Christians who were members of the local churches in Rome. And he described their relationship to each other in terms of the members of your body. He does the same thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He does the same thing in Ephesians chapter 4, where he relates this body, praise God, to the same human body that we look at. He said we got eyes. We got ears. We got a head. We got a mouth. Praise God. We have feet. We have legs. We have hands. Praise God. And it takes all of those things to make this body function.
That's right.
So he talks about it. In other words, Paul describe our relationship with each other in the terms of the members of our body. He did this, praise God. And let me tell you, Paul's idea is that each believer is a living part of Christ's body, and that each one has a special function to perform. There won't be no shouting message today. We each have a special function to perform. Each believer has a special gift or gifts to be used for the building up of the body and the perfecting of other believers. There is nothing wrong, praise God, with us having gifts and us having a gift or gifts, as long as we use those gifts to glorify God, to build up each other. Praise God. But Paul is saying that we belong to each other. We need each other. No man is an island unto himself. And we need each other. I need you. You need me. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If we are in this thing called the body of Christ, we certainly need each other. And I want us for this Thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I know somebody come and say we're going to have a good Thanksgiving service. But for this Thanksgiving, I want us to spend some time with our biological families. But at the same time, praise God, I want us, praise God, to realize that God has put us in even a larger family. A family that's called the body of Christ. Praise God. And since we are in this family, we ought to be thankful for one another and not be envious. Oh, I told y'all it wasn't going to be no shouting today. We're to lift each other up. Look what Paul says in this text. Praise God, when you have some time. I know all the children are out of school all next week. Praise God. Now, while you're out of school, I want you to go back. And I want you to read that entire chapter in Rome. I want you to look at it. Paul in this text that I read today, I already told you about our relationship to God. But Paul in this text is telling us about our relationship with one another. And in the text that I've read, he gives us three things that are essential for spiritual ministry and growth in the body of Christ. Very first thing that he tells us, there's only one verse that covers it, and that's verse 3. Praise God. And that is, put my first point up on that board, is that we need to take an honest evaluation of ourselves. Can everybody be honest with, can you be?
I know.
Yes, sir. Most times folks are not honest with themselves.
Come on.
Yeah, Pastor. We take an evaluation. We say everybody else is all messed up. And we're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm trying to figure who that preacher that said that. Y'all know who he was. Jasper Williams, I believe. Jasper Williams said that some people are so sweet on themselves, it's a wonder they don't die from an acute case of sugar diabetes. Paul said, look what Paul said in verse 3. He says, for I say through grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. In other words, a sober person is a person that has a balance. He's sane. Praise God. It's a person who is in his own right mind. Praise God. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Sounds like, praise God, an honest evaluation to me. And he's asking every believer. I told you at first. I had to tell you. He was addressing this to church members. He said, I don't want you to think too highly of yourself. See, each believer must know his or her spiritual gift or gifts. Praise God. And we ought to know what ministry, a ministry is, praise God, that we are to perform in the church. There's nothing wrong. Not a thing wrong with me knowing what your spiritual gift is. A gift. There's nothing wrong with you knowing what my spiritual gift or gifts are. But you want to know what's wrong? What was going on in this church back in Rome is when you think that your gift is better than somebody else's gift. When you think that what you do is more important than what somebody else does. So what Paul is trying to tell his church, because you got to realize that every gift that we have, every ministry place that he has given us, he has placed us. He has placed us there by grace. I don't believe I know what I'm talking about. To turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9. It says, for by grace are you saved. You've been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. And praise God, my brothers and my sisters, since we are saved by grace through faith, we must live and serve, praise God, by grace through faith.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
The church as a whole is at a serious reflection point. So much of God's will and God's word have been abandoned, have been left behind. We're in a crucial area where we should be performing and adhering strictly to the laws and commandments of God without wavering at all. I understand that not everyone that calls themselves a Christian, not everyone will hear, understand, or even give thought to what the Spirit is saying and what the Word of God is saying to them at this time. What God is saying to them. Because they are of the world. And when you're of the world, you're not paying too much attention to what God says. You know, we're just not paying too much of attention when we're more worldly than godly. we're not paying too much attention.